Let praise be a weapon that silences the enemy. Let praise be a weapon that conquers all anxiety. Let it rise. Let praise arise. Sing your name in the dark and it changes everything. We sing with all we are and we claim your victory. Let it rise, let praise arise. We see you break down every wall. We watch the giants fall. Fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side, forever lifted high, with all creation cry, God, we praise you. Oh, 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 we praise you. Oh, 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 oh. Faith be the song that overcomes the rages. Faith be the song that calms the storm. We'll see you break down every wall. We'll watch the giants fall. Fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side. Forever lift him high. With all creation cry, God, we praise you. Oh, we praise you. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise you. Oh, this is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise you. Oh, this is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you. We praise you, oh, this is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise. We see you break down every wall. We watch the giants fall. You cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side. Forever the giants fall. Fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side. Forever lift him high. With all creation cry, God, we praise you. Oh, 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 oh. We praise you. Oh, 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 oh. We praise you.
Can't wait for eternity. Join the song, they're already singing. face, I'll cry out because you're holy, holy. Jesus.
For the breaking of bread, I'm going to read verses from Hebrews chapter 9, verse 7. But only the high priest entered the inner room, and that only once a year and never without blood, which he offered for himself and for the sins the people had committed in ignorance. So the people of Israel were never allowed to enter God's presence. Only the high priest was able to enter the inner room, that too just once a year. And even that, he was supposed to be, you know, cleansed with the blood of goats, calves, and all that. And verse 13 says, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. So the cleansing was just the outward, only from outside. But their hearts remained the same. They never wanted to obey. And they never loved God. And they were rebelling always, right? And their hearts were just the same. And verse 14, how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God? But what Jesus did was he took that place of high priest. He did not use someone else's blood, but he sacrificed himself. Just imagine, he lived a sinless life. So he was just the perfect someone for the sacrifice. And it was for everybody, not just for a few, not for just Israelites, but for each one of us. And he sacrificed himself so that we could enter God's presence freely without being judged. Right now, we don't have to do any sacrifice. We can just enter God's presence freely. Isn't that a great opportunity for each one of us? And this is followed by, I just love this part, so that we may serve the living God. I mean, how can we just keep quiet after such a great sacrifice? The blood that was shed on the cross was not just any blood. It is forever precious. And I wanted to tie it up with what Namrata shared. And when you know this love of Christ, when you know the love of Jesus and Father, you just can't remain quiet but worship Him and serve Him, isn't it? So let's come to this time of breaking of bread and let's just think about the sacrifice that Jesus has done for each one of us. He forgave each and every sin of us, past, present, and future. So let's remember His sacrifice and then take bread and juice. I just want to say that the bread that is being served is a representation of God's, Jesus' body, and the juice that is being served is represents the blood of Christ that was shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And if any one of you does not know what I'm talking about, and if you want to know more, please meet any one of us. We would explain more to you, okay? I just want to pray for each one of us. Father, I thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ for each one of us. Thank you for the sacrifice that you have made. And thank you that we stand forgiven. We stand in freedom. Thank you so much for forgiving every sin of ours and for washing over us with your precious blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Come, let's stand. Let's participate in communion and let's worship.
Scenes of mountain grandeur, creation's majesty, the glory of a sunrise shining over me. But the single greatest wonder my soul has ever seen is the Lamb of God on stars that reach me from distant galaxies. The oceans, they are speaking magnificent so deep. But the single greatest wonder my soul has ever seen is the Lamb of God on
You deserve.